T's and C's apply.
Thank you, Sam Devine, and welcome to your Friday night. My name is Ben Malone. I'm taking you into the weekend with nothing but the very best brand new electronic sounds. And tonight's show is looking large. I'm also going to be joined live in the studio by trance royalty Ferry Corsten. It's an honor to have such a legend in the building. Plus, I've got a whole host of brand new music. And we kick off with this, a reboot of a classic Tiga record, Let's Go Dancing, by Leighton Giordani.
We'll be right back.
in this remix by Fidelez on Hayden James and Arco's We Could Be Love. A hotly anticipated remix, and I can tell why. So good. And hello, welcome. It's Friday Night Kiss and Kiss Dance. My name is Ben Malone. For the next 2 hours, it's all about the best in progressive, melodic, euphoric, and trance music. But we're going to sprinkle in a little bit of house as well, like this, which I'm absolutely loving, from Luke Van Dyke and Coulter. It's called Good For You, here on Kiss.
You know there are two sides to every story. Music. 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 I like the music. 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 I like the music pumping. Future. I like the music pumping. I like to feel it in the soul. Emotion. I can't back out now, cause I'm
Selection and unveiling a new one. Do not go anywhere. I will see you in two.
Kiss match.
Ben Malone. Kiss night.
We continue here on Kiss and Kiss Darts with the very best brand new electronic music. It's time to replay you last week's Spotlight Selection. If you don't know what the Spotlight Selection is, it's my track of the week. Basically, that one record that I think you need to know about. Handpicked by myself. Last week, to celebrate the release of their brand new album, I had to pick this from Eli and Fur. These girls have been doing some damage for years now, constantly putting out good music. And I'm a big fan. This new album sounding wicked. This my favourite track and the focus track on the album. Last week's Spotlight Selection is called Heart Made of Glass.
In your eyes, I saw the edge of a new horizon. I got lost in them and now your dreams are hypnotizing.
Reflect.
week's spotlight selection, my track of the week from Eli and Fur. It's called Heart Made of Glass. Such a good tune. A real nice, easy listen. I'm a big fan of that. And congratulations to Eli and Fur on the release of their latest album. Okay, now tonight's show is looking pretty trancey. As I mentioned at the top of the show, I'm going to be joined by trance music royalty Ferry Corsten in the studio. In just a few moments' time, in fact. But first, it's time to unveil this week's Spotlight selection. This record has been in the works for over 2 years. I've watched Ben Hemsley play this track at gigs up and down the country and across the world, really. And it finally gets released. It is without question his most hotly anticipated ID. So many people asking for it on Instagram, on socials. When's Tidal coming? When's Tidal coming? Well, it's finally here. This week's Spotlight selection. Featuring Rose Grey on the vocals, it's the incredible Ben Hemsley and Tidal. This week's Spotlight selection, Ben Hemsley featuring Rose Grey, Tidal. 4 minutes of pure euphoria. If you really like it, there is a 10-minute version you can stream and buy. It's a little bit too long for the show, though. Okay, it's now time to jump into a very special interview with a true legend in the game. Last Saturday, ahead of his show at Fabric, Ferry Corsten dropped by the studio. This is how it went. Tonight's special guest is a certified legend, trance music royalty, and the man behind some of the genre's biggest classics, as well as cutting-edge new music with a host of recent releases that we've been hammering here on the show recently. I am honoured to welcome Ferry Corsten to the KISS Studios. How are you, man?
I'm good. Happy to be here.
You're playing Fabric today. It's your first time ever in Fabric.
Yes, it is.
It's a legendary club.
I know.
I think you're going to enjoy it.
I'm super excited about it. Yes.
And the UK in general, I guess it's been quite a big part of your career, your long-standing career, many, many gigs up and down the UK.
Very much so, yeah. It kind of started all for me over here in this country. Probably end of 98, 99, and then, with the big sort of like trance explosion and, until this day.
And now we're having a second trance explosion.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's amazing, man.
You've got a new album coming. We're going to dive into the detail on that in a little bit. But first, I did want to talk about that sort of rebirth of trance music. Certainly here in the UK, it's also very much bubbling in the Netherlands as well now.
It is.
With that has come sort of new variations of the sound, some of that really being very nostalgic to how it was originally, some of it taking it in a slightly different direction with your sort of Marlon Hofstadts and the like. Firstly, I guess, what do you make of all this kind of new wave trance?
I love it, it opens a lot of doors and possibilities, and seeing how trance as a genre has been applied in different genres, techno and drum and bass now, and it's really cool to see that trance is not just anymore a genre that, let's be honest, a lot of people look down on. It's a legitimate genre that is starting to dominate again as it did 20 years ago, and it's just amazing. But really what really amazes me is that the love of the more nostalgic sound really coming back, and by people that are not of the age that they were there the first time.
Yeah.
And it's just really amazing to see that.
I mean, I think you've embraced that from the start. You've done collaborations with Trancewax, with Superstrings, one upcoming.
Yeah.
And also, of course, Silver City recently, which we had those guys in on the show. They were very, very excited to be doing the collaboration with you.
Yeah, nice.
But really, that nostalgic trance, it still has that feeling, right? Everyone still loves it.
Honestly, and is it sentiment speaking from my personal experience? I don't know. I try to switch that off.
Yeah.
But if I listen to the trance that is now coming back again that has that old sound, or like the older trance tracks versus the trance that we've heard for like, let's say, the last 10 years.
Yeah.
There is a difference.
For sure. I have to
agree. It has more groove. The rawness of it is not so polished. It doesn't all sound the same. There's definitely like this whole... That's why I said it opens so many new doors again. And it can go in any direction right now. It's amazing.
We were talking about how it's sort of come full circle, because so many of the fans now who are hearing this music in the club, they weren't even born, or they certainly weren't in clubs when this music first came around. So it's kind of having a whole new life.
Yes, it does. And, I've actually just dug up all my old sounds again that I used back then and started using that again, it's so it has that sentiment. It's a new track, but it's still with the old sounds, and it sounds very familiar to people who experienced it the first time. They're like, hey, it sounds like XYZ. But the new generation hears this, and it has that sort of connection to that sound from back then that they all like right now. But it's a new track, so it's really cool.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I do want to look back and play one of your classics, Out of the Blue. It's one of my favorite all-time records. There's quite a funny story I've heard from Michael about how this record was promoted. Do you want to just tell us that?
Yeah, Mike Perron Armada. He used to be label manager for my label back in the day, and I came to the office with this demo, and I played it to him, and he fell off his chair. He's like, whoa, this is so different. We also got to do a different sort of promotion with this, because it is so different.
Yeah.
Instead of just sending out another promo that ends up on A&R's desks and it's just bottom of the pile, we felt like, okay, we need to do something else. And so basically what we did a one-sided vinyl in this like thin sleeve, and we sort of scratched the sleeves along the walls and stamped on it and whatever, and we added a almost like ransom letter style note with it that says, out of the blue, something to blow your brains out with, or something like that. And We send it from an undisclosed address with just a Dutch cell phone number. So it starts with 06. That's not a country code. It's just a, you know, like 07, right?
Yeah,
077, whatever. So it would be really hard for
anyone to track it.
And we send it mainly to the UK because the UK was, and it still is to a big extent, like the dominating market for dance music, you know, where the rest of the world is just, you know, looking for new music. And so we're trying to hit like some of the big UK labels. And so we send out about 10 or 15 of those wide labels, one-sided ones. We sat there and like 2 days later, I think Michael started getting some phone calls in. I think the first one was from Red Jerry, Huge Tunes, saying like, oh yeah, Nick Warren just played this to me over the phone. And I've only heard it over the phone, but I want to get this record. You know, and so this started and it just exploded until Mr. Tong said like, you know what, I'm at the airport, I'll meet you in Schiphol Airport and we make the deal right now. And that's how it ended up on London Records.
Amazing. God, it's such a different time on how records amazing. Are signed
so
to them.
So exciting. And you know, honestly, I mean, that was the track that, that's sort of like opened everything up for me. Yeah.
Well, let's get it on. This is System F and Out the Blue. One of the greatest dance records of all time, System F and Out the Blue. Sounding so good here on Friday Night Kiss and Kiss Dance. And Ferry Corsten joins me here in the studio. We're going to continue chatting to him in just a little bit, and then he's going to jump into the guest mix. Legendary business. But right now, it's time for a short break. Do not go anywhere. We're back in two.
His terms apply.
Ben Malone. Kiss Night.
It's Friday Night Kiss. You got me, Ben Malone, taking you through right here in the studio with me, Ferry Corsten. We're going to continue chatting to him in a few moments. But first, it's brand new music from Rufus Du Sol. This is Pressure.
Pull me down, witness me calling. Throw me out, I'm weightless, I'm falling. All around, the angels are calling. Touch, paint on your shoulder, need you so much. Love when you do that. Girl, I need your touch. Make me feel the rush. Is this love or lust? Tell me you feel that. Girl, I need your touch, 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 touch. Yeah.
Kiss Studio this evening, Ferry Corsten. Ferry, you've got a new album on the way. It's called Connect. There's a bit of a theme to it. Tell me what's going on.
There is. It's as the name says, Connect, and it connects everything from basically my career in music in so many ways. I'm known as a trance guy, but I've also done house, I've done techno, I've done this and that, whatever. You know, my musical interest goes very wide.
Yeah.
And
it's kind of nice to have an album where you can showcase that, because with singles, it's difficult to kind of demonstrate all that breadth.
It is, yeah. You know, album allows you to have more freedom, I guess. And, you know, if you just do singles, that's your fans really expect the next same sounding track or the one that they recognize you with, right?
Yeah.
So, but this album, I felt like, you know what? Okay, I've done so many things over the years. Let's put it all together. And since the idea of the album release itself from the start was already like a waterfall release, right? Not just the album and then that's it, but just single after single after single, and it kind of
builds into
grows into the album basically. Yeah. It also kept me closer to what's going on at the moment, and there was a shift going into this more sentimental older school stuff, right?
And you can see that with the collaborations with Silver City, with Superstrings.
Yeah, so you see the movement of the tides basically. But so it connects me also with my former self, the younger Ferry back 20 years ago, with my house side, with the trend side, with the techie side. And that's basically why it's called Connect, and it opens up a wider picture of me, I guess.
Yeah, and there's some brilliant collaborations on there. You're working with the likes of Chris Howard, with Merrill and Tom Westy as well.
Yeah.
Is working with other artists a key part of your kind of creative process?
Absolutely. I mean, you learn a lot.
Yeah.
You know, you think you know everything sometimes until you learn with work with other people. And, you know, I know how to compress a snare drum, let's say, but they do it just another way. And I was like, oh, maybe that's more clever, right?
Yeah.
So it's just really cool. I mean, like the collab that I did with Marsh, for example, was really, really cool. He sent me a demo and he's like, I really love to do this as a collab, right? And the melody was already there, but he was specifically looking for the old Ferry type of bass lines and the way I program my drums back in the day, like that kind of sound. And so I added that sauce to it, basically. And yeah, here we have the track Fulfillment, right? And a similar thing with Silver City. You know, Alan sent me this sort of like little melody. Like, how do you feel this, right? Is this something we can work on as a collab? And we changed a bit back and forth, and here we are. He was really looking for that older sound that is now new again. It's like, you know, the weird thing about what's happening right now is like, As an artist, as a DJ, generally you're always looking to move forward, right?
Yeah.
And now moving forward is really looking back into the past, and
it's quite strange, right?
Yeah, it is strange, and also.
But it's also it's. I think it's a bit of an homage to your previous work from these newer guys who were fans of it growing up and loved it, and that's kind of why they want to create something like it. And it's new.
It's really humbling to hear that from someone like Alan or Marsh, right? And but still, it's, you know, how do I go when you try so hard for 20 years to move forward and get away from the fairy from back in the day,
yeah.
You know? And I have to just go back in the day. And also, you know, the whole new sound of today is raw and it's not so polished anymore. And for 20 years, you've been trying to polish your sound more and this and that. And now it's really hard to.
It's a strange feeling.
All of a sudden, it's just, you know, you've been window cleaning and now you have to look it through dirty windows, right? It's really hard, man. So, yeah, but that's where we are right now. It's awesome.
Yeah, for sure. And you've also been sort of experimenting with some drum and bass collaborations, reworking some of your classic tracks in that drum and bass style, which we've been hearing seeping into the sort of trance world a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, I've always followed Sub Focus, and I felt he was always very melodical, right?
Yeah.
Very, very sort of like with these big sort of synthy riffs. So in my imagination, there was always a connection between drum and bass and trance, but it had never really been
done,
followed up to, like done, right? And now, yeah, it's really cool. How Circadian came up like, hey, I want to remix Cry by System F because this track meant this and this for me. And I'm like, wow. I told him, I was on the phone with him. It's like, look, I've always envisioned a new version of Cry as a, maybe let's say a chunky house mix or something, right? But the drum and bass, that never crossed my mind. And when that opportunity came, like a Circadian remix of Cry, I was like, oh, wow, that could be real fire.
And yeah, man, it goes off.
Yeah, and then, you know, we have Andy's mix of Funk, right? It's just like, wow, that's dirty. Yeah. I'm super happy to see these guys working with those tracks, man. It's just amazing.
Yeah, of course. Takes it into a whole different space.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's just finally go back to the album. It's dropping just over a month's time from now. There's a big collaboration with Tom Westy on there, which is going to be one of the lead tracks on the single. Tell me about Back to Life.
Yeah, another one. You know, Tom contacted me. He's like, look, I have this demo, I have this top line with Lauren Lemon, and you know, I think if I give this to you and we do a collab, you can bring it to a whole different level.
Yeah.
And when I heard that, I almost like felt immediately what to do with it. And yeah, I have a single back in the day where I teamed up with Simon Le Bon, a single called Fire. And I was like, I heard this track and like, well, if I give give this track that sort of fire treatment, I think we may have a really good match. And it came out really, really well.
Amazing. Yeah, so well, we're going to premiere it right now.
Amazing.
This is Ferry Corsten and Tom Westy with Lauren Lemont.
Yep.
It's called Back to Life on Kiss.
I'm begging you to stay. Let's make it right. Don't let it end this way. You could bring us back to life. We're fading fast like the sunlight. Just one last breath till the floodlight. Don't say it's over, there's still time. You could bring us back to life. Back to life. Back to life. Don't you leave my love behind. Let's make it right. You could bring us back to life.
Austin and Tom Westin. That's an exclusive premiere of Back to Life, taken from Ferry's forthcoming album, just over a month's time. And that's going to be the lead single on the album. You heard it here first on Kiss and Kiss Dance. How good is that? I love the uplifting vibe to it. Big tune. Cannot wait to hear that one officially released. Okay, we're going to dive into a quick break now. Do not go anywhere. Barry Corsten is going to be in the mix after this.
Pounds a month.
It's Kiss and Kiss Dance, and you got me, Ben Malone, taking you through. Live in the studio with me right now, my very special guest, Ferry Corsten, is in the building. He's about to jump into the guest mix. Ferry, what can we expect from the next 30 minutes?
I think I'll take it up a few notches. A bit more energy. Got a few unreleased tracks. There's a cheeky collab with Ruben Aronda that's still coming out later on.
Amazing.
Definitely some of the more up-tempo stuff from the album, and of course I need to end with a bit of drum and bass at the end.
Ferry, it's been a real honor to have you on the show. Thank you so much for coming in.
I cannot wait
to hear your guest mix. Ferry Corsten!
Thank you.
Friday Night Kiss.
join us in the guest mix with trance music royalty, a certified legend. I'm honored to have him on the show, Ferry Corsten. He's live in the mix right now, teasing some bits from his forthcoming album. And this one's sounding so good. We continue with Ferry Corsten here on KISS.
felt this way about the things you do to me. Never ever knew couldn't do without you and me. But I didn't read between your eyes.
A way to close out his guest mix, pushing the tempo with some drum and bass. Circadian's remix of Barry Corsten and Cry. What an anthem, what a good remix, and what a way to close out his mix. A huge thank you to Ferry for coming on the show. Proper dance music royalty, and a real honor to have him in. And Ferry's album, Connect, drops at the end of November. Keep your eyes peeled for that. Some incredible collaborations on there. You're going to be hearing them on the show, but yeah. Wow, I'm blown away by that guest mix. So good. You can listen back to that on the brand new Rayo app, which you can download for free on your usual app store. Okay, we're going to dive into a quick break now. Do not go anywhere. I'm back in the mix for the final 30 minutes of the show after this.
You first.
Ben Malone. Kiss Night.
It's Kiss and Kiss Dance with me, Ben Malone. Weekend energy right now as we move into the final 30 minutes of tonight's show. A huge thank you to Ferry Corsten for an incredible guest mix. So good, and such an honor to have such a legend in the building. I'm going to try and follow that up by jumping in the mix myself. This is new from Redfield and Farius. I premiered it the week before last. It's called You Know Disco Tool on Friday Night Kiss.
on the island hoping you would take me back. So won't you please me before you leave me, or won't you take me back? I saw you dancing all alone with no color in your eyes. I don't wanna hear the truth, I just wanna feel your lies. I don't wanna hear the truth. I lay alone upon the island hoping you would take me back. Before you leave me, or won't you take me back? I saw you dancing all alone with no color in your eyes. I don't wanna hear the truth, I just wanna feel your lies. Feel your lies.
Ellis Murphy. It's called Lies. Blueprint joined me here in the KISS studio last week. If you didn't get a chance to catch that, you can listen back to it on the Rayo app. by Wicked producer, and great to have him on the show. You can also see some videos from it on my Instagram at Ben Malone DJ.
Backwards, keep